Good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone awake? No? We'll wake up. It's time we celebrate a special day today. Epiphany. What is an epiphany? Oh, now I get it. We're going to get it today, whether you like it or not. So welcome to church today. I'm Pastor David Branson. We're grateful that you come and worship with us today at Lakeside United Methodist Church. In your bulletin this morning, you'll see a different concept for our Connect cards. As you can tell, we're still limited on our printing ability after our fire in the office. But if you would, record your attendance on this sheet and please drop it in the offering plate. And any messages or notes you'd like to get to the office or myself, that would be an appropriate way to do it. So be sure and do that this morning and drop it in the offering plate. Just a couple of quick announcements. Christina Harden is looking for some help in organizing and planning and pulling off special events here at the church. You see a little article there in the bulletin as well, so if you would like to help her with that, I'm sure she would love your input and your help in organizing our special events, our Mother's Day tea and things like that. Just things that we do here in the church to just enhance our fellowship with one another. So see Christina, look at your bulletin there for that information, and she would love to have your help with that as well. I'm going to announce the end of our capital campaign. If you all have been watching our thermometer back there, we've made it to $17,540. We had a $20,000 goal, but I think it's time that we quit pushing that. I think we've received enough money. We've done some work here on the sound system. We're now going to be able to do some work on the lighting system, and then the remainder will be held for a dishwasher in the kitchen. That was our original concept for raising this money, and I appreciate everyone that has given to that over the last, I don't know, this has been going on for a year or more, I think, but we're just grateful for everything you all have given towards that cause. Hopefully you noticed we will be buying a new soundboard now, so Gary will have a little better up-to-date equipment to work with, and hopefully we can eliminate the rest of our sound issues as well. But thank you all very much. I appreciate it as your pastor that you've stepped up and given us such a great cause to enhance our worship service. So thank you very much for that. And I'd also like to thank you for our love offering that you all gave in the little house that was hanging there in the narthex. I hate to tell you that this is the last year that that little house will hang in the narthex. It got burnt up in the fire. I found it over there in the room that had the fire set, and it is totally scorched and melted and warped. So next year, we'll have a bigger box for you. Apparently that one was probably a little too small anyway, so next year we will have a really, really large box back there to drop your Christmas love offerings. But just know that the staff is very appreciative of your generosity and have certainly helped to enhance our Christmas season by your generosity giving for that as well. So thank you all very much for that as well, folks. I think it's time we prepare now for our worship service today. Prepare your hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
children to come forward this morning. Say good morning, or I'm going to keep asking you.
Good morning.
I've had an epiphany. Today is Epiphany. You know what that means?
I don't either. I had to look it up.
So those big words that I forgot that I learned some time back. Epiphany is, oh, now I get it. But what today is talking about the wise men. How many wise men were there? Remember? Three?
One.
Were they really that wise? They were pretty wise, but I think I would have found a taxi or something. They had to walk a long ways. But the three wise men came, and who were they looking for? They were looking for who? The baby? Baby who? Baby Jesus. You think they were walking, when did they have an epiphany, do you think? They were walking along the road thinking, boy, this is a lot farther than I thought it was going to be. They're walking and they're walking and they're walking. And when they were told to look for a star, because under that star was going to be what? A baby. You think when you were born there was a star above your place where you were born? Well, you know what? Look in the sky. There's stars all over the place. I bet there was. I bet there was a star up there above your bed. Were you born in a manger, by the way? Huh? Yeah, I was born by the side of the room in the ditch. My mom's here. I can't get away with anything. No. They even had hospitals when I was born. Do you believe that? I was born in a hospital. But anyway, they were walking along the road and they're like, huh, we're going to see the Savior of the world. Now that can be a real epiphany, can it? A real moment when we finally understand what they're going to see. Does that make any sense? When you're learning something and you finally get it, you go, oh, I get it. You ever think about that? When something finally clicks in your head, and you're like, oh, I get it now. That's what the wise men did. They knew that they were going to see the Savior of the world. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Has anyone here had an epiphany? Okay. Well, one person out of near here. Okay, there's another one. Maybe a couple. Maybe three. Man, you guys give me a lot of homework to do. Well, I hope the day that Jesus revealed himself to you, you're like, aha, I get it. Right, Peter? We've got to have an aha moment, don't we? He reveals himself to us. All of us. Now, whether or not we have our eyes open or we've fallen asleep or we're not caring, it's up to us. But Jesus is always revealed to us and we have an epiphany. That's a big story for a big day, I know. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us our aha moment. Father, as we have come to realize that you are our Savior, I pray today that these young people will come to know you as their Savior and that they will come to know you as their friend. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, good deal. I heard you're going to have fun in Sunday school today. An aha moment in your life when Jesus Christ revealed himself to you in a way that you couldn't deny something funny was happening to you. That's what we all pray for, is the day that God is revealed to us through Jesus. So I hope that's your thought process for today as we have Epiphany Sunday today. It's a time in our service when we go before the Lord in prayer. We do have several folks today that would like for you to carry with you from this place. I know you have those on your heart today that you have brought here that will go unsaid, but God knows who they are. And I encourage you to bring them to the Lord this morning. Hear these names as well. Maria, the sister in Jacksonville, is back in ICU. She is under hospice care, so continue to pray for Maria as well. George Brennan-Stahl, Mary Lou's husband, has been returned from Miami, but he will be having heart surgery, and very extensive surgery on January 7th. So pray for Mary Lou and George as well. Mary Ann Deal has gone in the hospital on Thursday, I believe, and she was to have a procedure today on her back. So this morning, about 8 o'clock, I think, was scheduled for a surgery, for a procedure for her. It's not surgery, but to repair her back as well. So Mary Ann Deal. Joe Geddes continues to recuperate from his heart issues. George Russell as well continues to work on getting stronger and better. Norma Johnson as well, and her husband Warren and Judy, their daughter. Elaine Huff, as she continues with her health concerns. Rosemary Jarvis was placed in JFK yesterday as well with some pain or something in her head, so we need to lift Rosemary and Kenny up and their family as well. Bill Carpenter, we did help make arrangements to get Bill Carpenter taken up to Indiana to meet with his son. He is now in hospice care. Talked to his daughter last night, and he's doing well, resting comfortably, but the trip was quite grueling for him, so continue to lift Bill up, and he's with his son in Indiana. Know there's things on your heart this morning? Let's now go before the Lord in prayer. Would you pray with me, please? Healing, gracious, protector, God, we pray this morning that you would come into these situations that we have mentioned here today. Father, many of these are very, very, very serious health concerns and issues that, quite frankly, Lord, we know is only manageable with your help. So, Father, we lift up all those mentioned today for their health, various health issues and concerns, that you would work mightily in each one of these lives, that your healing touch and your presence would be wherever they're seeking treatment, whether it is home or in a facility, a hospital or a rehabilitation facility, wherever, Father, they find themselves, I pray your healing touch upon them. Father, thank you for holding each of these in your arms this morning. Father, we pray as well for our church. Father, we pray, continue to pray for those individuals that vandalized and set fire to our property. That is not the main story, but our love and forgiveness would be what stands out above all else. That they are your children as well. We pray that their hearts would be softened and that they would be convicted by the Holy Spirit to turn their lives around. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we lift up our various ministries that do so much good work in this community, within our own church walls for one another. Father, as we begin this season of thinking about how we can give back to your church here on the local level, Father, I pray this morning that each individual would be touched in this place to start praying and considering how they can give to the ministry of Lakeside. Father, we will start our pledge campaign next week, and I pray that hearts would be touched and softened, and that all of us in this room would step up and give from our treasures. Father, thank you for the gifts you have given each one of us as individuals and how we will use them in the kingdom of God. So, Father, just bless us today. Bless us as we have gathered in your house. Father, I pray the message of the three wise men, the three kings, would radiate with us today. So, Father, just bless us now as we have gathered. We pray for those outside these walls that have no idea who you are. We pray that their hearts would be touched by the Holy Spirit and they would come, if not to this church, to a church, to renew or regenerate or to start a relationship with Jesus. So, Father, just bless our time together. Let us be the hands and feet of Christ in the world. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen.
Thank you.
our treasury this morning, Father, we pray your blessing upon it, that your gift to us can be returned in a small portion back to you. It's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Him,
And they had heard, after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, let us be like these Magi, Father, wise enough to follow your leading light in each of our lives. Father, bless this message to the hearing and accepting in our hearts. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to start with a story of a little boy and a little crippled boy. A very poor woman had a little son. He was crippled. Couldn't walk without the use of a cane, a crutch. One night, as they were sitting in their poor little home, there was a knock on the door. The mother told the little boy, "Go see who's at the door." The little boy went to the door, opened it, and said, "Hey, Mom, there's a king at the door." She said, "Oh, quit fooling around. What's going on?" So he comes back in and he shuts the door. Another knock on the door. He goes out, he opens the door. He says, "Hey, Mom, there's two kings at the door." By this time, she was very upset and angry. "Get back in here. Slam the door. Shut the door." The door knocks again, and the little boy goes to the door. He says, "Hey, Mom, there's three kings at the door." She just gave him the worst tongue lashing of his life. "Quit lying to me. Get back in this house. Who's out there?" So the little boy let the three kings come into the house. The three kings were on their way to Bethlehem. They stopped by this poor woman's house. After hearing the story of where they were going, she had nothing to give them, no gifts. As the little boy was perplexed, he thought, "What's the only thing I can give? I'll give my crutch. It's all I have of any value to give you." So he gave them the crutch, and off they went. And the mother noticed that the little boy got up and walked fine. He had held on to that crutch, but when he gave the thing away that was most valuable and indispensable to him, he found healing. Giving to others, we find healing. This little boy found healing. As the wise men traveled, they gave from their treasure. Of course, you know the message behind this story is when we give until it hurts, the blessings are even bigger. Amen? Sometimes we have to give till it hurts. You've heard me say in the prayer leading up to the day that we're going to start our pledge campaign. Starting next week, we're around for 3 weeks. We'll have commitment Sunday on the 25th, I believe it is. Where we get to come and pledge our support, not just for Lakeside, but for the work of God in this community and in this church. So as we hear the story in the scripture today of these three wise men, the three kings, that obviously were very wealthy and they gave deeply from their treasure. So if I, as your pastor, were to stand up here and say, don't use the example of the Magi, use the example of the little boy that gave all he had. This is where you start squirming. In my past years, when I sat in church and the pastor started talking about how much money they needed, the switch went off. Click. That's all those pastor types do. They stand up there and beg for money. you have been here for any amount of time, in January is when we have our pledge campaign, and we commit ourselves, we pledge ourselves to how we can help the ministry that goes on in this church. As I pray for you individually and as a group, continually, that God would touch your hearts to determine on your own where you can help. Now, in my prayer, you heard me say, not just gold and precious oils are from our treasury. Love and compassion far outweigh our gold and precious oil. Now, how many of you have a trunk of gold buried in your backyard? Anybody? You didn't? I'll be over digging up your backyard. So it's not about what we have hidden away. It's what God lays on our hearts to bring. Now, as these, and I joked with the children this morning in Epiphany, do you think they made up their mind long before they got on the road? They carried their gifts from their treasury with them. They knew going in that they were going to take a gift for this new baby. Now, the baby really couldn't use these gifts right off the bat, could it? But I bet you Mary and Joseph said, "Woo-hoo! Look at this! Someone's brought gold, frankincense, precious oil, and myrrh, incense. Those are all things of royalty." So those wise men were pretty wise. They knew they were in the presence of royalty. So this week we have celebrated Epiphany. It's events directly after the birth of Jesus. It's things that happen after Jesus was born. You know, we all have gifts. We all have things we can give. But our gifts are what build the community of faith, the community of hope, the community of thanksgiving we have among ourselves. As they came together, they were starting to figure out what this church business is all about. Do you realize the church was born in that manger? We are here today because of what happened in that stable, in that manger. And then the birth of that church, we over time, our community of believers, our community of faith, does not remember what the mission is. This whole God thing started on that day. Started in the birth, with the birth of Jesus. You think today many of our churches have forgot what it is to be a church of the people? Are churches just a place to come as Methodists, eat a good meal, to sing some songs, get out of church early enough to make it to the beach? Whatever it is, are we just here to get it out of the way? Not this first church. The church has a twofold purpose. We come together to celebrate the saints of the church, to celebrate the meaning behind what we do, why we would have communion today. We come together as a community 1 Corinthians 12 says, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer it. If one member is honored, then all the members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body, and individually members of it. Sitting here today, do you feel as members of Christ's body? I hope you do. We are a community of faith. You are a member. You are a part of the body of Christ. Just by your mere presence here today. Did you have to sign a form to get in this morning? Is there membership dues? Is there a reason why we don't let some people in the church? We all come together to share in the grace and fellowship and the gifts of Jesus Christ. You know, we always don't remember what our gifts are, do we? What are our treasures? Sometimes we forget their value. Found this funny story of a pastor in Pennsylvania. Peter, maybe you know this pastor. One day he found two containers on his desk with a note from a thoughtful church member, wishing that he and his wife could enjoy some good cooking. One container held a hearty soup, and the other had something in it that appeared something like a squash dish. Don't bring me a dish of squash, please. The pastor and his wife, they thanked the woman for a gracious gift. They ate of the soup. It was delicious. The pastor opens the lid on the other container and thinks, oh, what is this? Takes a bite and says, oh, this is hideous. Closes it up and throws it away. The pastor and his wife saw the lady. They commended her on her great soup and didn't mention the other container. And she didn't either, so that was great. So weeks later, the pastor was talking to the church custodian, and they were talking about the damage done to the church's carpet by the craft projects. The custodian said, well, I gathered up all that Play-Doh you had, and I put it in a container, and I put it on your desk. Did you see it? The pastor was trying Play-Doh. Sometimes we mistake our gifts, don't we? How many times do we see our gifts as burdens? How many times do we lock away our treasures because we fear we may lose them? The value of our treasures is sometimes hard for us to remember. You know, sometimes we have a lack of confidence in our ability to serve God. We lose our confidence. Acts 1:8 tells us that Christ reminded us that we will receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even the remotest part of the earth. So we have the power to dispose our gifts throughout the kingdom of God. It's an extraordinary power that works through us. Dwight Moody once wrote, God commands us to be filled with the Spirit, and if we are not filled, it is because we're living beneath our privileges. Do you ever feel like you're living beneath the privileges of being a child of God? We are privileged. We're living in the kingdom. We have the most precious gift. We're called to share it. How often do we hold the most powerful tools of grace? Do you all know that you hold the power of grace within you? Do you spread that grace to others? Do you think you're not worthy? Do we pass on opportunities to share our gifts? Each of us has a unique gift. For building up one another, for building up the kingdom of God, for giving us purpose. I do have the opportunity to speak with people who think they have no purpose. I have no reason for being here. I got to tell you, that's pretty hopeless. That can be so hopeless. But the treasure chest you've been given is what we're called to share with others. It does include our finances, but it includes more than that. It includes our gift. I would never stand up here and do a message on stewardship and not include your other gifts. I would never stand here and say the only thing of value to me as your pastor in this church is your money. Would never do that. It's not about the money. And don't get me wrong. It would be difficult to meet in here with no lights on, and this air conditioner feels good today because it's hot outside. And the things we do here to help our community are things that you provide for the community. That's how the church operates. It's how the church functions. We have been invited to be kingdom builders. Kingdom building sounds like a big job, doesn't it? And it is a big job for us individually, but it's not a big job for us as a community of faith. So today, as we celebrate the Magi stumbling, did they stumble upon the Christ child? They had a big bright light leading the way. They had the high beams on, didn't they? The high beams saw the prize. They followed their prize. So we've been given that same opportunity to share. The next 3 weeks, we're going to hear how we can do that. How others are inspired by giving to the kingdom of God. It is in loving others and in sharing our gifts that we become free to receive the most precious gift of all. You know it's hard for us to receive a gift unless we give. Think about that as a Christian. How hard is it for us to receive the gift of Jesus Christ if we don't give it to others? I want you to take that home with you today. Because unless we give it away, we cannot receive it. So this morning, I'm encouraging you to recommit yourself. I've challenged you here before to recommit yourself every morning when your feet hit the floor to being a follower of Jesus Christ. Throughout January, and throughout the year, but especially throughout January, I want you to be thinking about how God is tugging on your heart. It's not Pastor David. It's God that's talking to you this morning about your treasure. How can you share it? The gift that we've been given, we celebrate this morning. It's here to my left. It's the sacrament of Holy Communion. It's an opportunity for us to come and receive on a regular basis the body and blood of Jesus Christ. He's given that up for you. He's given you the ultimate gift. Hear this invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard their cry of need. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up your hearts to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Before the mountains were brought forth, or you had formed the earth, from everlasting to everlasting, you alone are God. You created light out of darkness and brought forth life on the earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord.
God is power.
Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom you have revealed yourself, our light and our salvation. In his baptism and in fellowship, you took his place with sinners. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
Gave himself up for us, the night that he was to be betrayed, he sat with his friends, and he took bread and he broke it, and he said, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you."
Likewise,
after the meal, he took the cup and he raised it to his Father in heaven and said, "Father, bless this, for this is my blood poured out for the new covenant that is established here. Take and drink. Do this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass. Is not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today the table is set. Come and receive the gift of Jesus Christ. Come forward if you feel led. Let us pray. Father God, thank you. you for this most precious gift today. The gift that we were partake of, your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, let us receive him as our Savior. But Father, let us also not keep him hid in our treasure chest. Allow us to share the good news of Christ in the world. Father, thank you for this blessing. Thank you for allowing us to be your beloved children. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn, Jesus, Jesus Shall Reign, number 157. Share the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.